cold call again and connect with people on the platforms and engage them there, promising companies more new opportunities without any real effort on the part of the salesperson. If promises of every sales rep being able to succeed in sales weren't enough to cause sales managers and sales leaders to acquiesce, the new sales experts would frighten them into developing the modern salesperson, one who is social and connected, just like the experts they followed. Sales leaders were told that if they weren't training their people to use the new social platforms, their business would be irreparably harmed by their stubborn adherence to the old ways. They were told that the traditional sales role was now irrelevant because buyers were on the internet and had access to all the information they needed, with the salesperson unable to create any real value outside of being a servile errand boy or girl. One of the few who stood athwart history yelling stop is the author of the book you're now listening to between sales calls or on an airplane en route to see a client. The author of this book is a dear friend and co-conspirator. At the very height of social selling, he published his first book, New Sales Simplified, the Essential Handbook for Prospecting and New Business Development, a book that implored salespeople to select targets, sharpen their sales weapons, and block time to pick up the phone to schedule meetings. If these timeless fundamentals of selling weren't so compelling, New Sales Simplified wouldn't have close to 600 reviews on Amazon, with the average review being 5 stars. If Mike Weinberg were incorrect in his advice, he wouldn't be one of the most sought-after speakers and consultants in sales today. Starving for truth in a postmodern world. To those of us close to him, Mike Weinberg is the honey badger. He is devastatingly blunt, brutally honest, and inexhaustibly determined to tell the truth. Sales truth. In this book, Mike shares with you what the new sales experts suggest you should do to be successful in sales now, using their own words. The duty to prepare you for what you are going to hear falls to me, but I am in some ways inadequate. You are likely to doubt that anyone would dare write anything so ridiculous as what Mike documents here. There isn't a better person to repudiate their poor ideas and advice and to do so with a sense of humor that drives home the truth while making you laugh out loud and maybe tear up a little. In the first 4 chapters, Mike dispels the myths and eliminates the lies, all the while providing you with an understanding as to why these false ideas exist and the motives of the false teachers. My promise here is that you're going to be outraged by what passes for sales advice and entertained by Mike's assessment. In part 2, Mike provides you with the truth about selling effectively now and deep into the future. If you don't have a step-by-step guide for winning more deals, creating new opportunities, taking back your calendar, and calling your shots by targeting your dream clients, you will have all of this accomplished by the end of Chapter 9. If you're not sure how to improve your prospecting because you need better messaging, in 2 succinct and powerful chapters, you will have the confidence to book new meetings without hesitation. It's hard for me to play favorites, but in a single chapter on selling at a higher price, you will understand more about how to embrace your differentiation and the competitive advantage it provides you. If you want to know what the top 10% of salespeople do that place them on that lofty perch at the top of the stack ranking, Chapter 15 will give you 2 case studies that are remarkably unremarkable in that the best reps in the world are the best at the fundamentals. If you want the truth, unfiltered, unadulterated, and made practical and tactical, you will find just that between the covers of this book. Embrace the truth, follow Mike's advice, and make many more new sales. Anthony Annarino, author of Eat Their Lunch, Winning Customers Away from Your Competition.
Part 1, The Truth About Experts. Chapter 1, Truth. What is truth? I have spent such a ridiculous amount of time on airplanes this past year, often mulling over ideas for this book, that it's only fitting I'm writing the first chapter on a flight to South Africa. After a day to recover from this 24-hour journey, I'll be doing what I pretty much do every week, sharing blunt observations with business leaders, executives, sales managers, and salespeople about why they are not winning as many new sales as they'd like, and then providing simple, practical, powerful fixes to help them create a healthy, high-performance sales culture and close more new business. Said differently, I tell them the truth about sales. It's an honor and a privilege and seems to have become my calling, speaking sales truth to sales leaders and salespeople.